Hello, darling.
I'm not quite sure if you can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you right.
I was with you when you went to Gladys.
Yes, I know.
And also when you were with Millie.
Yes.
Millie Song, huh?
Yes, I know.
You get healing.
Yes.
Millie Song give you healing.
And she was able to see you.
Yes.
And she told me that.
I hope it may be possible to achieve some results, you know, with the patients.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we might be fortunate.
I see.
We all did our best, you know.
Yeah.
And Miss Gladys, you know.
Yeah.
She is very kind.
Yes.
And she took about 11 pictures.
Yes, about that.
I know she was clicking the camera and then you move into a different position.
Yeah.
Well, we can only try.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so thrilled, you know, when I can come and talk with you.
Yeah.
It seems such a long time, but I know that you can only come occasionally.
You see, now Leslie is going away to California next year.
And then you come again when?
And,
in the summer?
You'll be away for some 3 months, I think.
And you come in the summer?
Yeah, I come in August month.
August?
Yes.
Oh, that is a long time. Huh?
Yes, it's a long time.
Never mind.
Yes.
But you know that I come and see you.
Yes.
Whenever I can, which is mostly every day.
Mm.
You know when I am there sometimes.
Oh, right? Yes.
I hope you do.
Yes, I often feel you there.
I try desperately to impress you.
Yes.
Let you know when I'm present.
Yes, I feel sometimes your presence so close that I talk to you.
What shall we talk about, huh?
What happens?
You have got something you want to ask me?
Yes, what happens about that proposal I made last time about Marconi and...
That is... Well, at the moment I cannot do very much about it.
No.
But I know that they will be very interested. I know that they have been experimenting, but of course these things would take time.
Yeah.
But perhaps one day it may be possible to get them to come and speak.
Yeah.
But you know, for a long time, a lot of people have been experimenting, you know, trying to find a way to manifest, to get through, you know, scientifically. What will we do? I don't know.
Yeah.
Without the mediums, I suppose eventually something will happen that we will be able to scientifically, at least, something will be done to make it possible to make contact without the use of any medium. I don't know.
What does Peter think about our talk?
Peter? Peter?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, he is always interested, of course, and very interested in trying to do things, you know, to let you know of our presence, but he is always around in the apartment, you know.
Yeah.
And when you are here, of course, he's always present. But you know, they always say to me, no, you talk.
Well,
they always want me to do the talking.
They're not so shy of talking.
No, they are not shy, but they want me to talk all the time. They say, no, you go and talk to Papa, you know. You talk to Dada, you know. Anyway, they will no doubt speak for you, to you as well, you know. Hello?
Hello,
I'm not sure if you can hear me.
Yes, I can hear
you. Only I have to shout.
No, I can hear you.
I believe you are getting a little deaf.
No, I can hear you perfectly, darling. Yes. Are you Britta and my mum?
Well.
They're both better.
Of course it is all right. It would be very strange if we were not better.
Mm.
You know, there is no sickness, no illness here.
Yeah.
Everyone is fit, you know, well.
Yeah.
And no one is old here.
No.
One does not become older, you become younger.
Yeah.
You know, age is only a material thing.
Yeah.
But to see me now, you would be surprised, you know.
I'd love to.
I look younger than I did when you last remember me.
If you appear in the photos, will you appear as you are now, or as you...
I think more as I was when I was a little younger.
I see.
I think.
As
I have
now.
To concentrate, you know.
Mm.
Whenever we come and communicate, we have to concentrate, you know.
Yes.
Very hard.
I see.
And that is where it is difficult sometimes, I think. Mm. The more one concentrates on one's self,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
and what one wishes to convey,
yeah.
the better it is. You know, and when you have to think of things you want to say, and to manipulate this thing, you know, and to contract, and to concentrate is very important.
Mm.
And of course one gets very excited, you know.
Yeah.
I get very excited, you know, sometimes.
But then you must control, darling.
What?
You must control.
Well, I don't do so bad.
Yes.
I think I concentrate and I do quite well. Huh?
I mean, I get excited.
I know, and that does not always help, I don't think.
But
we have to be very calm and very patient, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't think we do too bad, huh?
No, no, no.
I think I do quite well.
Yes, once you get going, you know, that Sir William Crookes last year paid such a compliment to you that you were one of the best communicators he has heard.
I don't know whether that is so,
yes.
but I hope so. It is not for the want of trying.
Yes,
I do try very hard, you know,
yes.
because I know what it means to you as indeed
yes.
it means to me.
Exactly.
And it is important because we have so few opportunities
mm-hmm.
and I must do as well as possible
yes.
each time, you know.
Yes.
I wish everybody understood and I think it could make such a difference, you know. To your world, if everyone knew of this truth, you know,
yes.
I think it could make a much happier world for you.
Oh, yes.
You know, we are very sad for the world. It depresses us very much. You know, there's so much going on in your world.
You know, the trouble is that there's so much stress and strain in the world today, with economic conditions and unemployment and all that.
And there's so much trouble in the world.
Yeah.
And yet, you know,
mm.
I don't know, I suppose people will always be much the same, I don't know.
Yeah.
I wish one could make people understand, you know, love is the thing that matters most.
Yeah.
Love is the only thing that is worthwhile, you know.
Yeah.
It makes all things possible that is good, you know.
Yeah.
It is our love for each other that makes this possible.
Exactly.
If it were not for our love for each other, I'm sure we would not be able to contact. I would not be able to communicate.
That
people don't understand this, you
yes.
know. Sometimes you get people who are interested, but they have no great deep love.
No.
And then things don't happen very well for them.
Yeah.
And then they don't understand why, you know.
Mm.
But you must come with love in your heart and
yeah.
a desire for communication.
Mm.
And not just purely on a selfish basis either, you know. We are all here to help each other. We work together in complete harmony here.
Yes.
Everyone is in, how do you say, harmony, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wish sometimes I could do something more. I get sometimes a little, not cross, no, but I get anxious, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think if only I could do better.
Mm-hmm.
I do my best, but
yes,
I wish you could see me
yes.
as well as hear my voice,
yes.
you know. I think if you could see me, it would be marvelous for you.
Yes.
I've tried so many times in the apartment, you know,
yes.
for you to see me.
I often try that.
I concentrate very hard, you know.
I often try that in the darkness.
I know. And yet we are together
yes.
during your sleep
yes.
when you leave the body behind.
I know that.
We are very much together
mm-hmm.
so that when you come here, it will be like coming home.
Yes.
With all of us, you
yes.
know.
Yes.
You and me and the children, you know. Oh. I wonder how much longer you are going to stay on your side, huh?
Well, I hope not very long.
Well, I don't know. You are so fit. You're so healthy.
Well, if one has to live long.
Well, the time will pass.
Time passes.
And I can come and see you whenever I wish.
Yes.
But it is harder for you
yes.
because you don't see me,
no.
although I know
that's
you feel
right.
me around, but if only you could see and hear my voice
yes.
occasionally in the apartment. I do try
yes.
very much, you know. I still think we may succeed in some way or another.
Mm.
I like to think we will, you know.
Yeah. Sibylla is very much like you.
Oh, she's very much like me. I think, yes, I'm sure she is. I think Peter is, you know,
yes.
more like you.
Yes.
I think.
But Sibylla has got almost the same voice as you.
Ah, that is true, I
yes.
think. But then again, you know, over here, we don't have to speak.
No,
we can communicate purely mentally,
mentally,
you know?
Yes,
it is only when we come back, like we concentrate hard,
yes,
and you hear our voice sound.
Yes.
But we are behind what we are trying to say all the time. But the voice, you know, will vary perhaps, I don't know, whether it sounds different sometimes, but I think it is that we have to work even harder at it. But I think we do very well, considering Siberia does sound a little like me, perhaps, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. It is very difficult to be sure of these things.
Mm-hmm.
You are better to judge for me than for me, you know?
Right.
It's very much more difficult for me to assess what we are doing.
Yeah.
I know what I want to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
I concentrate on it. And you hear the voice, you know, which comes through this thing. But I don't always know exactly what my voice sounds like, you know?
All your voice is as good as it is in real life.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know, but I know that I concentrate. And
you know, darling,
you know,
when I talk about a living voice, it is a living voice what as we are talking.
Oh, I'm very pleased for that.
You have the same accent as you had in real life.
Really?
Yes, the same accent. You have some words, continental accent. You have that now.
Well, it is because I think
that
way, I suppose.
And the manner of speaking is the same.
I'm pleased for that because it means a great deal to you.
Yes.
But you see, over here, it is not necessary to speak.
No, that's
right. You can concentrate your thoughts in such a way that people are able to read what you're sending out.
Yes.
Without necessarily creating sound.
Yeah.
We can create sound. We do vibrate. We can vibrate the atmosphere and create sound. But, I mean, for instance, I have been to what you would call, I suppose, opera or concert, you know, where people have glorious voices.
Yeah.
I have heard great singers singing here. And one is conscious not only of the beautiful sound, but one feels in a way that one is in touch with their soul.
Yes.
I don't know how to explain this to you, but you know, we have all forms, and I don't like to use the word entertainment.
But when you go to a concert hall in your dimension, there must be a sound.
Well, that is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
You see, the singer will revert back to some extent to the old self.
Mm.
And they will concentrate themselves
on
their artistry.
Yes.
And their vocal organs, which are the replica of the physical, will vibrate the atmosphere and you will hear magnificent sound.
Yeah.
You know, people here still continue to play instruments. There are people who have the ability and the talent and who love music, who create beautiful sounds. You see, this is the real world. It isn't the world which is of an imagination, you know.
No.
It is people make articles, for instance. There are those who love to create things, and we have substances that are real to us.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is a world which to us is as real as your world is to you.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't just think of something and there it is.
Yeah.
You, to some extent, you have to make an effort, you know?
Yeah.
And people would not find any real joy or pleasure in just being able to wish for anything and there it was.
Yeah.
You have to be able to put something into it to make it possible. And then again, you know, you have people who, when in your world, did not have opportunity because of their circumstances, you know?
No.
And over here, if a person wants to be a musician, if they have the desire to create in whatever field it is of activity, then they can become creative and they can use materials and they can construct, you know? You see, don't think that you just wish for something and that is. You have to make it possible. You have to, in a sense, you have to earn it by effort, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, there are many other things which we can't explain to you. I wouldn't know how to begin to explain certain things to you. We have magnificent scenery. We have wonderful places, you know. We have beautiful houses and buildings. And we have magnificent flowers. Do you know, I have seen flowers that I have never seen on earth here, and the colors are magnificent, and you know, there are even flowers that grow almost as tall as trees.
Yeah.
This sounds perhaps strange to you, but there are not the limitations here that you find on Earth. Mm. Things are magnificent, and they are in some respects similar, but in many other ways they are very different.
Yeah.
You know, there is no limitation here. Mm. And as one progresses, you know,
yeah,
and one becomes more conscious and more aware, so new things come to your notice,
yeah,
and things that you would not perhaps have expected begin to happen. I wish I knew how to put it in words, you know. But this is a world of eternal progression.
And
that is the only way I can put it.
Yeah. Do you have anything corresponding with television or radio in your dimension?
Not quite in that way, but it is possible to, by the power of one's thoughts, if you want to tune in to some other vibration or some other condition of life, and it is like, well, in a way you do it on the earth, but not in the same sense.
Yeah.
We are able to tune in is the word, expression, I think.
Now say, for instance, when I am looking at the TV, can you look at it at the same time?
Yes, in a way we can, but not quite in the sense that you do.
I
you
see,
to do that, to do anything that is of a material nature, which would be common to you because you are still in a material world and on a lower vibration, I have to learn. I have to, and everyone has
to learn
to lower oneself, to tune in. I am more conscious of what you are looking at on the television or whatever.
Now, say
through your own consciousness.
Yes, when I'm reading a book.
I am conscious of what you are reading.
But
no, I am not reading the print of the book,
but
I am reading what you are assimilating in your brain.
Yeah, that's right.
You see? And this, in a way, is also so. It isn't that we cannot see. For instance, when I come into your world and I enter into your conditions and into your thoughts, then I am aware and conscious of your surroundings.
Yeah.
I am aware and I take special notes sometimes of little things so that when you come here, I might be able to mention something to you to help you to realize I've been around you.
Mm.
I mean, I am conscious of many things that you think and things that you experience. I mean, some of them are very trivial. They're not very important things, perhaps, but they are things that are common to you. I mean, I sometimes go with you when you are out, when you are walking, or when you are perhaps visiting somewhere, or when you are at work, and sometimes I hear some of the conversation, or at least I'm conscious of what is being said to by you, or perhaps even by someone who is talking to you. I am so often with you, and I think it is because of the long, the length of our communication, you know, the fact that we are so close, you know, over a long period, you know, over on your side and when on this side, the time is of no value, and the time means nothing to us.
No.
I mean, the amount of time that I may spend with you is nothing, in a sense, in time itself.
Yeah.
It may seem so. I mean, for instance, a day may seem a long time to you, but it is as nothing to me.
No.
I mean, when you go to sleep and you wake up, as you do very often, very early, I try to help you to remember things.
Yes, yes.
I often wonder how much you do remember.
Well, I'm trying to study what they call brain wave therapy. You know, our human brain has like a human dynamo.
Yeah, but you know, vast majority of people, and including you, I think this applies to the majority of humanity, they never use the capacity of the brain. There is a great deal of the brain which to some extent is dead.
Yeah, it's the conscious brain.
There are various levels, you know,
that's right.
From what I have been told.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, you see, many centuries ago, thousands and thousands of years ago, I am told, that certain parts of the brain that now do not operate in your world used to operate.
Yeah.
You see, I am told that there was a period, a long period, when people were conscious of the things of the spirit.
Yeah.
They were in tune with the things of the spirit. They were helped by the things of the spirit. And the brain has certain portions which works on an astral, I don't know if that is the word, level of consciousness, but very few people in your world today, that part of the brain, the receiving station. You know, the brain is like a receiving station, and it can also send out messages. But a lot of the people now, they do not use aspects or part of the brain to receive and transmit. You know?
What they call the alpha waves.
I don't know what it is called, because I don't know that it matters. The name in itself is unimportant. It is that the brain has many functions. But most people only function on one level. They function on a material level.
Consciousness.
But they're not functioning aspects or part of the brain which is on a mental and a spiritual level, a little further removed from the material. Majority of people's brain is only active in a material way, whereas there are facets, what is that, the word, facets of the brain, which are on a different level, which can be trained. You see, I think it is a pity that people don't realize these things more. You are beginning to become aware of
them.
And I think that you are now receiving things at times which other years ago you would not have known about.
No. Not so many weeks ago, I had a very peculiar vision, and it was just before waking up. We were doing astral traveling together.
Yes, I know.
Hand in hand,
so,
and we were skimming the rooftops.
That's true.
So clearly that I could see the tiles of the roof.
Yes, I know.
You see? I never saw such closeness and real dream that was.
It was not a dream.
No, it wasn't a dream. But that comes from the subconscious brain.
Well, what is the subconscious?
The subconscious brain.
I mean, these are terms, you know, that man has called subconscious.
You see, a human brain has got two parts. The conscious brain is in the front.
Mm-hmm.
The subconscious brain is in the back.
That is true, but I think people should train themselves to recapture and to hold on to memories of things which are not physical or material as such, but which are mental and spiritual.
Yeah.
You see, man is a dual personality in a way.
Yes,
he is not only a material, but he is also a spiritual being.
Exactly.
He has a spiritual body. And the spiritual body can activate, or should be able to activate, the material brain. But most people don't.
No.
They don't realize the power is hidden, that is not used, that is not developed. You know, where the thoughts can be created of spiritual realization of things, you know?
Yeah.
Man has only trained the material and not the mental and the spiritual.
You see, today, materialism has become so strong that people have what they call computers and data machines for everything they want to do.
You see,
so the
world,
result is their brains have nothing to do.
The world is becoming more and more material.
Yes.
And very less spiritual, you know.
And they say that an intellectual person hardly uses 4 or 5% of his brain power.
He only uses certain parts of it.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is tragic. The conditions around your world get worse.
Yeah.
It is like a fog.
Yeah.
You know, all around the world there is this heavy atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And it is increasingly more difficult, in a way, to pierce, you know.
Yes.
If it were not for the light
and
the love that you send out, if it were not for the intensity of love with people, I doubt if we would be able to communicate or reach them, you know.
But do you think that this will change? Because otherwise the world will go...
Well, I'd like to think it will, but I don't want to be pessimistic. But I think unless something extraordinary happens, it's very unlikely. I know this sounds very pessimistic, but, you know, man sows seeds. It's simple. Man sows seeds. And from those seeds will come all manner and kind of things.
Yes.
You know, one generation does something or does things which they don't see the fruits in their generation, perhaps, but later the next generation has to reap the harvest, which sometimes can be dreadful. I mean, you take war. Men create wars by their thoughts and then eventually by their actions.
Yeah.
I mean, when you consider that sometimes it only takes a few people in high places who create certain situations by their thoughts and then their actions, which brings about catastrophe for untold millions of people.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't realize the power of their thoughts and actions.
Yeah.
I think this is tragic.
Yeah.
That so many people, the mass of people, are ruined, you might say, or brought into unhappiness because of the few.
Yes.
It's always the few in high places, you know.
Yes.
I don't want to get political, but I think the tragedy of your world is that invariably the wrong people get into the highest positions.
Yes,
it is because they themselves invariably are determined, and that they are so materialistic and so anxious for material success, you know.
Yeah.
The nice people are not necessarily the people who get to the top, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, most politicians are self-centered. Mm. They are concerned with advancement. They are concerned with power.
Mm.
Power corrupts, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I don't know. Perhaps I shouldn't talk politics, but we do get very concerned about the state of your world.
Oh,
you know, whatever is happening in your world, man has brought it into being himself.
Yeah.
You know, people say when there is trouble, why does God allow this?
Yeah.
God doesn't interfere with people. God gives man free will.
Yeah.
And man creates situations and brings about his own unhappiness and his own ruin, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. The more I think about it, the more I feel so strongly that man has so much to learn, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We are